Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
There may be hidden problems with your investments or potential investments that your broker isn't telling you. We crack the mystery box wide open. All that and more on today's show.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Kit Fitzsimmons here, consumer advocate, excited to be speaking with John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. Now, John, I know that you know it can be tricky to weigh all of the pros and cons of various investments. Sometimes brokers may try to simplify the process for us by just talking about what is necessary, although there are some air quotes around necessary there, I think. I mean, who's to say what is and isn't necessary unless you discuss it, right?
Well, absolutely. And I think that's why it's important to sit down with somebody, especially a fiduciary firm has got your own, you know, your own investments and your own time horizons totally around what you're looking to do. And I think that's the problem a lot of people do today when they're advisors. They just don't listen to them. We had a couple of people in here this week alone who the biggest fear they had was losing money. They were very conservative. Everything they had, I mean, you should see some of the stuff. We did the analysis on it. Mm-hmm. John Herron, our fiduciary here in the office, ran through some of the stuff. A lot of them were international funds. A ton of them were in actually bond funds that were down almost 6% this year in an up market. So again, it's just people just don't know what they're in, what the fees are. And talk about interest rate risk, you talk about longevity risk, all these different things that all these different things that affect people's retirement portfolios. And most people just do not understand how they work and how they work together.
So when it comes down to it, I think what we need here is to take a look at those hidden fees, those hidden pieces of these investments that don't often get talked about. So let's look at a few of these. Certainly the one that will come to mind when you say what is something that we don't talk about a lot when looking at investments is management fees. You are working with someone who's going to manage your account, one assumes, and they are going to charge you some amount of money. And for a lot of folks out there, it's surprising when they find out how much they're paying in management fees.
Well, absolutely. And for example, we had one couple that came in here last week. They were with a very large brokerage firm. They were paying a 1.5% management fee. And he had a lot of their stuff in individual mutual funds and different fund families. So not only is he charging them a fee, but he's also charging them upfront sales charges. Mm-hmm. And they had no clue until they sat down with John and he ran the analysis for them that shows them what they were paying upfront, all the transaction costs. And they were missing out on a ton of breakpoints because they were in different fund families that the broker was trying to maximize his commission along with his fees.
Yeah.
So I think that's a problem when people sit down and they're getting taken to the cleaners and they're like wondering, how come my accounts ain't growing? Well, when you see all the fees that are coming out on an annual basis, these people were paying an average of almost 3% between the management fee and what the internal cost of the different fund families, and they lost out on a lot of breakpoints when they actually rolled their stuff over with the guy. So when John Herron sat down and he ran all their analysis, they could not believe all the different fees and all the upfront costs they had and how much they had actually lost over the last 3 years.
Yeah, it's sometimes very surprising for folks. When you're trying to compare two advisors and they're both saying that they charge the same amount, sometimes that amount includes and sometimes it doesn't include transaction costs, like you were talking about, those sales costs that come into play. So you may be paying one broker 3%, and that includes all of those transaction costs, and you may be paying another advisor 3%, and it doesn't.
Absolutely. So I think that's why it's very important to sit down and take a look, get a second opinion on what you're doing. Like I said, so many of these people out there, I see them that like they get charged for every time they change funds, every time they change different positions, and they're paying management fees on top of that. And then a lot of these fund families, they have a lot of different costs that are associated between management fees, internal costs of different funds, transaction fees. There's a lot of different things that go into it. And I think what you need to sit down and take a look at your overall portfolio, because if you're paying a management fee, if you're dealing with a fiduciary firm, you're not getting paid, you're not being charged for all these transaction costs. And if you have a lot of stuff in your account that you're buying and selling on an annual basis, that could cost you thousands of dollars a year. People just don't realize it.
Well, this is another thing that we have to watch out for when we're getting into certain investments that our advisors may or may not be telling us about. Market risk. There are different sorts of specialties of advisors, you might say. Folks who are specializing in accumulation versus preservation, folks who are trying to make you the most money, but putting you possibly at more risk than you're comfortable with when you're getting close to retirement. So when we're looking at our new investments, we need to be taking into account when we're getting into those investments, at what point in our lives, right?
Well, absolutely. And another big risk right now for people who are coming very close to retirement, you know, we're talking about sequence of returns. Oh. So you can have two different investors who over a 20-year period invest the same dollar amount, and they make the same exact dollar amount over the 20 years. But the whole thing is when they retire and when they're forced to start taking distributions from their retirement accounts, like RMDs. Mm-hmm. 20 years later, investor A could have $500,000 left in his account. Investor B is broke because of the sequence of returns. So I think it's very important to sit down. I mean, we think about things today where we're at. We just had a workshop here the other night, and I was talking to a lady who's retiring at the end of the year. She's freaking out because she does remember what happened in 2008, mm-hmm. you know, when she lost almost 45% of her retirement account. She was not aware that she could have rolled her 401k into an IRA because she's over 59 and a half and lock in the gains. The old saying goes, how do you make money in the market? You buy low, you sell high. Well, right now the markets are at their all-time high. You could not pick a better time in history to roll these retirement accounts, lock in them gains, and protect it. If you're going to work for the next 3 to 4 years, you can still contribute, still take advantage of them company matches. But again, if another 08 comes, we lose 45% of our retirement accounts. Now you're losing 45% of maybe 10, 20, 30 grand, not 45% of 3, 4, 500 grand. So that's a big difference when it comes to sequence of returns and understanding where you're at in the ball game when it comes to your retirement accounts.
Absolutely. It's time to make sure that you are considering where you are in your retirement plan, where you are in your planning process, and sitting down and getting that second set of eyes on your plan so you can ensure you're on the best path forward. The number to call to reach John Kelly today is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. And John, this is a perfect opportunity for folks to give you a call. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, Kip. And right now, it's a perfect time for all of our listeners to give us a call. We'll give you a copy of Coach Pete's 401k Survival Guides, which explains all the options you have with your 401k as far as different rollover options, things like that for the future. We'll also give you a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement and the options you have there. And then we'll also do a Social Security Maximization Report. So we'll help our clients maximize their income when it comes to their retirement. And then for any clients who come on board with over $250,000, Kip, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for finance and for healthcare. And for anybody who comes on board with over $500,000, we provide them with a living trust. So we help them avoid the probate process completely and leave the money in their family's pockets, not the government's or the court system.
Well, this is a perfect opportunity, as we said, for folks to give you a call. So folks, today is the day. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. And if you feel like your advisor is maybe not going over all the pieces of your investments that he or she really should be, it's time to get that second opinion. It's time to get that second set of eyes on your plan to know where you stand now, and better, to know the best path to head into that successful retirement you've dreamed of. The number to call to me meet with John Kelly and the team at Kelly Financial Services is 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135. Now, John, one of the other ways that we need to look at our investments is through the lens of taxes. And we haven't gotten a chance to talk about that yet, but we do need to take a break. I want to talk about that when we return. So, folks, stay with us here on the Financial Safari.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
When approaching financial decisions, it's crucial to not only assess the amount of dollars involved, but also the three qualities of money, which are liquidity, safety, and growth. Now, let's explore these. Liquidity assures you that there is enough money readily available when you need it. Safety means no loss of principal. And growth keeps your nest egg ahead of inflation. Now, for proper diversification, you need all three in your portfolio, but no single investment can provide more than a couple of these qualities. Now, the right mix for you depends on your own needs, assets, and goals. A professional financial advisor can help you find the right balance.